Once again, I'm sorry for this delay. As John already told, I would like to give a very short overview about the remote computer and remote data within the labs. It's short overview about what have done with Polkert together in the last contractual period, and everything is seen as we saw the situation, and of course together happened proper together. Please. So we have set up the so-called data tables, which you well known, and you find also in the final report. And we collected information which was organized in two groups. We had a laboratory summary, which provides information and data and computer access from each laboratory to others. And we have also another part, the so-called data source, which provides information and data and computer access facilities from outside the laboratory to each laboratory, especially if there is data collection exists. The last survey of the old laboratories, you know this expression, we call old laboratories, which were old for a long time in the FDOR. It was collected in 2003, and the results was already reported in the previous final report. And we have a survey also from the new labs, which was undertaken in 2004. And it was reported in this document, RPTC document. And possibly a few words to the tables. The tables itself, I don't want to show you because you can find in the report and the user's page also. It has three parts. The labs covered by RFX contract. It's the so-called old labs. The labs covered by the KFK HAS contract. The labs and labs that are not mentioned in either contract. I would say some general observation, that is what can we say about remote computer access. The multitude of the methods for the remote computer access is increasing. There appears no clear technical trend, and any user connecting to several experiments has to accept the fact that he needs to use different methods. Some labs maintain several methods for different category of users also. The main methods used are the VPN, SSH, Citrix, and SecureID. Remote data access is, there is a technical trend, but it is not too much changed in the last 2 years. But we can say that the MDS Plus is used in many places, and there is it is a de facto standard. The number of experiments which allow remote participation has not increased in this period. Some words about the conclusion and recommendation we made in this final report. In view of the widespread use of MDS Plus as data acquisition system, it is suggested that all experiments that have remote users should provide MDS Plus data access. It is our view, which Volker and I put it together in the last year. FDWide MDS Plus users group should be formulated, established. It's a question, this question mark for me. I think it's a subject what we can discuss here in the workshop. MDS Plus documentation is a weak point, and all remark is this EFDA has support, EFDA should support that the documentation would be set up. The MDS plus long pass extension should become a formal EFDA project in collaboration with the MDS plus central team, involving the big experiments as Tora Supra, V7X, and JET. It's also in our view. The common data analysis platform is the C-Lab, should be formally adopted by EFDA. It's also a question from my point of view. There seems not to be enough interest to introduce a secure ID-based common solution. Despite the technical success of the shared ACE server created by JET and Arafax. However, there are other new ideas too, but we can discuss in this meeting. And last, even if the secure ID approach seems not to meet with wide approval, a uniform and easy method of access has to be provided for the increasing numbers of users who use computers in different labs. Okay, that's all. Thank you. About the table, I don't want to use your time.
Are there any direct questions, firstly, remotely, for Perosca?
No.
Any local questions?